September 12, 1937. How these truths are the greatest gift that God gives to us. Divine birth. Fidgets and delirium to see us possessors of His gifts. Outpouring of love, His word. The great good of one act done in His divine will. My poor mind is besieged by the divine will. It wants to talk so much about its truths that I just cannot contain them, because my capacity is too small. So I am forced to say, stop Jesus, for now. You want to say so many things, but I am incapable of retaining them. I won't be able to say them all, and much less to write them as you want. And my sweet Jesus, feeling compassion for my littleness, all tenderness told me, my little daughter of my will, don't worry. Your littleness remains dissolved inside my will. You are not the one who has to manifest her truths, but my will itself will take the task of narrating all that it wants to make them known. It will invest your mind. It will make itself small on your lips, and it will make itself known for who it really is. You surely cannot do it by yourself, but if you place your will into ours, we will fix everything, and we will make known all that we want to say. You must know that when we want to do good to the creatures, or to reveal a truth, which is the greatest good we can give them, because by speaking it we make of it a gift, first we mature it within the womb of our divinity. Then, when we can no longer contain it, because our love is such that it wants to see the creatures possessing that gift to the extent of becoming fidgety and delirious, and even of making us languish for desire to see that good transmitted to them, we give it. We find ourselves in the painful conditions of a poor mother who, once her pregnancy comes to term, feels as though she would die if she didn't deliver her baby into daylight. We cannot die, but if we don't deliver to the light the good to which we want to give birth, our love reaches such excesses that, if creatures could see it, they would understand how much a God can love, and how much they constrict us when they don't accept the gift we want to give them. Therefore, when we find one who receives it, we confirm the gift, we make a feast, feeling victorious for the good we gave them. And our baby delivered with so much love, being received by one single creature, will go around to all the creatures, and by its generative virtue it will regenerate many other births, filling the whole world. We will have the great glory of seeing heaven and earth filled with our gift and our goods, and of seeing it possessed by those who want to receive it. We feel everywhere the loving voices, the notes of our speaking love, returning to us our repressed love. We could not deliver this gift if ours, had we not found at least one creature willing to receive. Doing good is a passion for us. Giving is the continuous delirium of our love, and in finding one who receives it, we feel our life and our rest in that gift. We love so much the first one who disposes herself to receive our gift that we trust her, we make of her our secretary. And she, feeling so much loved by us, makes the commitment to love us for all, and oh, what a contest between her and us! You must know that each word is an outpouring of our love to the creature. So, every word that we have already said on our divine will is love that we've poured out. Being refreshed by this outpouring, we have continued to talk, to form a chain of our love outpourings, since what we had kept within ourselves was a repressed love. If you knew how much this love pouring means and the goods it produces. This unleashing of our love fills heaven and earth, invests all, and embalms all sufferings. It becomes the day and the night of guilt, converting sinners, straightening one who is limping in the good, strengthening the good ones. In sum, there is no good that the words of our outpouring of love cannot do. Therefore, letting us speak is the greatest good that can be done for the creatures. It is our love being returned. It is giving a divine life to the creatures. It is the greatest glory we can receive. What can one of our words not do? It can do all. One can say that whoever is disposed to listen to it gives life to our word, since we never speak if we don't find one who wants to listen. The one who listens loves us so much that we feel as if she wanted to give us life in the midst of the creatures, so we give our life at her disposal. Therefore, be attentive to listen. Let us pour out our love, because many times, when we have nobody to whom to express our love, these outpourings are justly turned into justice. Jesus kept silent. Who can say what remained inside my mind? I don't have the words to say it. Therefore, I stop and abandon myself in the arms of Jesus to rest together with Him, who loves me so much and wants to be loved in return, who gives me the whole of Himself to be loved as He loves me. So, I continued my round in the creation, to trace the acts done by the divine volition and make them mine, to be able to love Him the way He loved me. And I was wandering around in the blue vault, thinking to myself, this heaven serves as a vault for the residents of the earth, and as a pavement for the celestial residents. So, since it serves everyone, I'll have the duty to adore the one who, with so much love, created this celestial vault to give to us. So I called all the angels, the saints, and all the residents of the earth with me, so that all would return love, adoration, glory, and thanksgiving to our Creator, for He loved us so much that He gave us this heaven. In the divine will, I could call and embrace everyone as if all were one, they loved with me. Sweet Jesus felt loved and wounded by so many voices, and with unspeakable love, told me, my daughter, the power of one act in my will is such as to seem unbelievable. As you were calling everyone, I felt loved by all. And since you have free will worthy of merit as you emitted your act, my will unleashed from itself a greater love, glory, and happiness, by which all felt invested. The angels and the saints receive a higher glory and happiness, and feel more loved by God in return, while those on earth receive more help and graces, according to their disposition. All the acts done in my will receive this great good, because my will belongs to all, and all have a right to that act. Since it is an act from a pilgrim soul, who gains the merit of every good she does, that merit becomes a common merit, and also common joy, love, and glory. If you knew what it means to be loved more by God in return, and the joy and the glory that a God can give, oh, how much more attentive you would be. The angels and the saints, who know it, long for your call in order to have this great good. And when you don't call them, all concerned, they say, she is not calling us today. Therefore, although you are on earth, your merit runs to heaven to give new love and new happiness to the celestial residents. Oh, how I wish that all knew what it means to live in my will. This knowledge is like the appetite, which causes one to desire and to enjoy the food eaten. But without appetite, one feels aversion toward that same food, and does not enjoy it. Such is the knowledge, it is the little door for my gifts, the good I want to give to creatures, and it is the confirmation of possession. Knowledge generates esteem and appreciation of my truths, only then do I speak. When I know that my words are loved, listened to, and appreciated. Even more, when I see esteem and love, I feel attracted by my same love to manifest more truths. But if I don't see it, I remain silent, and I feel the pain of my repressed love. You will not do this to me, will you?